AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The blame is being placed on bad intelligence for the failure to anticipate the violent intentions of the mob at the Capitol last month. Testifying was former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund.
We properly planned for a mass demonstration with possible violence. What we got was a military-style coordinated assault on my officers and a violent takeover of the Capitol building.
Sund resigned the day after the riot. He says intelligence did not prepare them for what they got.
These criminals came prepared for war. They came with their own radio system to coordinate the attack and climbing gear and other equipment to defeat the Capitol's security features. I am sickened by what I witnessed that day.
Sund testified he found out just yesterday the FBI had warned about the attack the day before, but that warning never got to his desk. President Biden wants as many Americans as possible to mask up.
We're probably going to be sending out an awful lot of masks around the country very shortly, millions of them.
The president says things will be changing somewhat rapidly in the fight against the coronavirus. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says Tiger Woods was injured in a crash this morning. The golfer had to be extricated from his vehicle with the jaws of life. He was taken to the hospital with unspecified injuries. The Sheriff's Department in L.A. says the vehicle sustained major damage. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the economy is still struggling.
Although there has been much progress in the labor market since the spring, millions of Americans remain out of work. As discussed in the February monetary policy report, the economic downturn has not fallen equally on all Americans.
His comments on Capitol Hill suggest the Fed sees no need to alter its ultra-low interest rate policies anytime soon. His son says legendary poet and publisher Lawrence Ferlinghetti, who helped launch the Beat Movement, has died. He was 101. An hour before the close, stocks remain lower. This is AP News. Home prices surged at the fastest pace in nearly 7 years.
The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Home Price Index shows prices jumped 10% in December from a year earlier. That's the biggest gain since April 2014, and it follows a strong 9% year-over-year gain in November. Prices have been pushed up by low mortgage rates, by Americans moving from crowded urban areas to homes in the suburbs, and by a limited supply of houses on the market. And prices have increased throughout the country. Phoenix posted the biggest gain at 14%, while prices climbed 13% in Seattle. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A relative of Queen Elizabeth was sentenced to 10 months in prison for sexually assaulting a woman at his ancestral castle in Scotland. Simon Bowes Lyon, the Earl of Swarthmore, had admitted assaulting the woman. He is a first cousin, twice removed, of the Queen. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.